good. Forget, I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
That's Bobby at freedom777 at safe-mail.net. And as I mentioned on my show yesterday, I'm going to start from time to time giving you, movies that are on Google Video that you can go in at your leisure and watch, which I think are very informative. And three of those that I mentioned yesterday are, number one, the Clinton Chronicles. You want to make sure you watch that movie so you can at least be up to speed and pass this out to your friends and neighbors, give them this information so they can go watch it. Also, Obstruction of Justice. You want to make sure that they see that movie, and as well as yourself, for the two boys on the railroad tracks cover-up under the governor of Arkansas, Clinton, debacle, and also the MENA cover-up. You want to make sure that you take a view of that and enlighten your friends, neighbors, and relatives with that. I want to make a quick mention that Edna Lane Brown's blog, I was reading through their blog today, I got an email on it. I wanted to give credit to Danny Riley because he wrote a really, really good article today, and being that I've read the Internal Revenue Service Code, I want to give Danny Riley kudos for this, because it was a very good point that he made here, and I'm not going to read the whole article to you, but what I am going to say is that he gives four examples in here of four different people who go into court being charged with tax evasion on different specific items. One of them is on distilled spirits. One of them is on the cigarette business. Another one is on wagers that were accepted, for example, like a bookie or a gambling establishment. And then, of course, the other one is Ed Brown. Now, the reason I want to point this out is in reading the code, and I have read the code, folks, so I know that on the first three, where Johnny American comes into court for not paying his tax on distilled spirits, the court can point right at Section 5001A1 and say, this is the reason why. It says the distiller or importer of distilled spirits shall be liable for the taxes imposed. Second one is on cigarette taxes, and that's 5701, where it says the manufacturer, importer of tobacco products and cigarette papers and tubes shall be liable for the taxes imposed on Section 5701. And also Paul Patriot, I like those names, Danny, on wagers that he accepted. And that's in subtitle 26, 4401C. And they point out that he is liable under those specific statutes. They can't do that with Edna Lane Brown. And all Edna Lane Brown have been doing is asking for them to show the law that makes them liable for the income tax. And they can't do it. So all this debacle that's been going on with Edna Lane Brown for so many months up there, being basically isolated on their own property, is not the Browns' fault. They are asking, just like anybody else would ask, Susie Citizen or that was being prosecuted, show me the law. In those three instances I gave you, the law can be shown. In Edna Lane's Brown case, it can't. Thank you so much, Danny Riley, for that. I want to give you accolades for that wonderful article, and it was something that I knew, but you brought it to light, sir. So I appreciate that, and we'll be back in three with my guest, Don Nikoloff. Stick with me, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I'll see you in a bit.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my weekly guest, Mr. Don Nikoloff. Don, are you with me today?
Yes, I am, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you today?
I'm just great.
Good. Did I surprise you with that report? Were you listening yesterday when I happened to get into that Mark Rich thing and mentioned Leo Wanta?
Well, yeah, actually, you did. I wanted to congratulate you, and as you so well pointed out, I added a few facts to that, which had come out through the research that I was doing, as well as the research Christopher Story was doing. So,
well,
I
understand. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that, we know him as two names, Mark Rich, which in German is the word Reich, and that's interesting when you think of Reichstag, the event that, the burning of the Reichstag before World War II to get the German people alarmed. Well, Mark Rich's real name is Hans Brandt. And I had seen a store in Milan, Italy, and he was selling high-end restaurant equipment to, this is the front. In actuality, Christopher Story disclosed that he was selling spy equipment in the back door. So it's just a front, but a high-end industrial supply company that was selling ovens and stoves and various types of equipment to the restaurant industry.
Right.
Okay. Ovens and stoves. You bet. Well, listen, what's the update on Leo Wanta? We got anything new going on?
Well, there's quite a bit going on. As you would recall, several months ago, I reported that there was a Wisconsin element to the whole investigation. And, you know, you have the mainstream media, of course, is not reporting anything about this. It's all over the web, worldwide. It has been published in Christopher Story's International Currency Review, his some of his other publications. He's got 11 or 12 actual periodicals that he puts out for the world financial community. And, you know, he started out as being a journalist. He specialized in economic issues. He is a consultant to governments and corporations and very important people all over the world. So his information is crucial to the investments that they make. So he takes pride in the accuracy of what he reports. Now, he did report that there was a Wisconsin element to this, and this was the takedown. If you recall, when he was released by federal judge Alice Ross after his illegal extradition from Switzerland, after having been imprisoned in a gulag for 134 days and having survived several attempts on his life, which were concurrent with the takeout of Vince Foster, the Wisconsin authorities, with Bill Clinton's or under the direction of Bill Clinton, brought out these bogus tax levies. Now, what has come out in the recent disclosures and revelations of Story's research, some of this is also what he's finding out from the released Reagan documents regarding Leo Wanta, which is going to be in a 40-page supplement in his next issue of the International Currency Review. This is in addition to the book. In other words, 48 additional pages in a separate booklet that disclose the information and the particulars that the CIA and the Wisconsin authorities and the FBI have been covering up, because they intended for Leo Wanta to be dead so that they could steal these trillions of dollars. Now, they had him in prison. They were stealing the trillions of dollars. Wisconsin had filed several, not one, not two, not three, actually even beyond four tax charges, which are now amounting to over $1 million, knowing full well that Leo Wanta was working as an undercover agent for the FBI.
Now, let me stop you. Are you talking about these are recent charges that are being filed?
Oh, they're still sending him a bill. Yes.
Oh, okay. All right, go ahead.
Okay, they know that he was an agent. Actually, the FBI was involved in the original takedown that landed him in prison here in the United States. Mm. Now, they lied to Judge Torfey in the beginning. I don't know whether or not the judge was complicit. I would like to believe that he wasn't. Of course, I don't have that information without talking to him and seeing if he knew about or participated in any of the payoffs that were going on. But there was a $14,129 charge, and this was supposedly for taxes that Wanta owed while he was in Europe. And this was in the mid-1980s. He was in Europe. He was in Asia. He had been out of the United States for quite some time. They knew his real name, and these tax charges were in his CIA, FBI, U.S. Treasury name. Remember, his birth name is Lee Emil Wanta, and these charges were brought up under the name Leo Emil Wanta, knowing full well that the name Leo is how he's known in the intelligence community.
And this must be the reason why, under that writ of mandamus that I checked out in West Virginia, they've got both of his names listed.
Well, yes, he listed both of his names because one is his birth name, and he paid his taxes under his birth name. In fact, in 1984, he got a return on his taxes of over $2,000. So he did not owe these taxes. This is prior to 1984 that he was involved in this sting operation involving Falls Vending. Now, Falls Vending is owned or was owned by another person, and they know full well who that person was. In fact, that person died in April of this year. What's interesting is the obituary states that he owned Falls Vending, not Leo Wanta. So the tax authorities in Wisconsin are continuing. Now, keep in mind, he paid this $14,129 tax assessment twice. And therein is the example of duplicity. Remember, we've got this $27.5 trillion on the books and off the books, okay? On balance sheets and off balance sheets. And this is how they're covering up the theft of the $27.5 trillion. They got all these 200-plus banks to participate in these scams. And these are international banks, as well as some banks here in the United States. Currently, New York Mellon Bank is the one that's illegally holding the $4.5 trillion of the Wanta settlement money. Why does this money have to go from bank to bank? Ask yourself that question. Anyone with half a brain would say, well, they're laundering the money. They're trying to make it difficult to track down where the $4.5 trillion is. Keeping in mind also that there was a payment by China of $4.5 trillion. There was a payment by the Bank of England for $4.5 trillion. The same people have been involved in stealing $4.954 trillion of the Queen's gold through, coincidentally, the Bank of England. Again, Sir Eddie George has been arrested and reprimanded by the Queen, and for all intents and purposes, those monies have not been paid. So Christopher Story, on a third assessment of that money, having been in the United States, paid some roughly it was about $35,000, although they divide this money up according to what goes to the Bureau of Prisons, what goes to the attorney. Leo Wanta never hired an attorney. They wouldn't allow him to hire his own attorney. They assigned one, which smacks of a CIA complicit attorney. In other words, they always know what Leo Wanta is going to do because the guy's working for both sides, which is what they do to people in the courts today, in family courts and probate and real estate and bankruptcy. They do the same thing. They don't let you present evidence. They don't let you present any witnesses. You are not allowed to cross-examine witnesses. Basically, he was whitewashed into an intelligence scam that threw him in jail. After his partner, Howie Kwan Kok, had been murdered in Hong Kong, having had a visit from George H.W. Bush 10 days prior. So, and that was rat poison that killed him, by the way.
I know, Well, it fascinates me how many people, how deep this goes, how many people are involved in it. And as I mentioned, I was talking on the show yesterday about how far back it goes and the ties in the administration, the ties with the Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson, who also happens to be a candidate for the 2008 run for presidency. The ties between Rudolph Giuliani and George H.W. Bush, who is also another candidate for president. I mean, and I wanted to get your thoughts on one thing. I had read yesterday that there was actually 25 worldwide secret Bush family accounts that laundered illicit proceeds, and one account was owned jointly with the Queen of England. It was the Coutts Bank of London, and then
Coutts
Bank of London, and right in with that vicinity of time. Or shortly thereafter, George H.W. Bush was knighted by the Queen. Do you think that might have anything to do with it?
It's got a lot to do with it. In fact, Pilgrim Investments is one of the companies or corporations that Bush and the Queen use together. Bush uses it primarily as a personal vehicle. It is the biggest investor into Hutchison Whampoa, which is one of the ownerships of Li Ka-shing, who was one of the Chinese Illuminati. And all these trade or all these port debacles that we've been witnessing over the past couple of years, Port
Dubai
and then Hutchison Whampoa, is directly related to Pilgrim Investments. And then that brings Mark Rich kind of indirectly into the picture, too.
Okay. Tell you what, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in three with more. I've got a lot on this today. And we also might talk a little bit about this bridge collapse up in Minnesota. Be back in three. Michael Herzog, my special guest every week, Don Nikoloff. Be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
From Phoenix, Arizona, with my weekly guest, Don Nikoloff. Okay, where were we, Don? Let's continue here. We were on what I think the last words you said were something about Hutchison Whampoa. Is that right?
Hutchison Whampoa, which is the international shipping company that is building a series of ports in deep water around Mexico as we speak. They are under Costco. They're probably the company that has facilitated Costco taking over the port of Long Beach in the early 1990s, 25-year lease, and that was permitted is just incomprehensible to me and most people in California, yet they still run that. By the way, on the board of Costco in Long Beach is Alexander Haig. Remember that name. Now, going back to Hutchison Whampoa and Pilgrim Investments, this has been Bush's way of buying into the international market, particularly shipping. And remember, the Bush family, going way back to Samuel P. Bush and Prescott Bush, was heavily invested in international shipping with both the Russians and the Nazis. And we know this from Webster Tarpley's research, as well as many, many other people. T.H. Teton's wrote about this in 1953 in his book Germany Plots with the Kremlin, which was an alert to the world about the Madrid Circular, which was the Germans, and we're just speaking about the Nazis here, their declaration that Für uns der Krieg ist niemals vorbei, which in German or in English means for us the war was never over. And it's we're witnessing the carrying out of the same events. Now, that said, in Wisconsin, after Wanta paid the two separate $14,129 tax assessments, and these were bogus, they were fraudulent, they knew they were fraudulent, he still paid them, and then they came up with a third one, which was paid on the 12th of July, 2005, by Christopher Story. Christopher Story was in the United States at that time. In fact, sometime around during that time and before, he had already testified twice before Congress on some issues related to world economics. And he was approached by attorney Stephen Goodwin, and Story cut him a check for or a bank draft for $35,000. Now, this was drawn on check number 1098 at Bank of America for $30,626.97 to the Wisconsin Department of Corrections Patrol agent Michelle Reel. She gave the receipt, which is number 227-0992, P as in Paul, P as in Paul, document number 1303787 for that amount, $30,626.97. And she wrote on, in her own hand, for rest, meaning that that was restitution. Mm-hmm. That bought Leo Wanta a five-year dispensation on a continuing house arrest, which was supposed to end November 28th, 2010. The judge had no objection to that. Judge Torfey, he released Leo Wanta. And then Christopher Story never got his money back. Okay. This is like a bond in a sense. Of course, why this money has to be paid, again, he's paying this tax assessment within that. The tax assessment had gone up. In fact, it went up from $30,000 some odd, which I mentioned, almost $31,000. Later, again, to $43,000. Then, all of a sudden, the amount has jumped up to well over $643,000, and then very recently, over $1 million. This is absolute insanity. They're just trying to cover this up, hoping that now they can attach these Wisconsin fees to the Wanta settlement, when in reality, Wanta is probably going to file at least a billion dollar lawsuit against Wisconsin.
Okay, now let me ask you this, all right? Is this being done on a state level because on an international level it's so well known in other parts of the world that they could not possibly get away with it?
Well, I think they're trying to trivialize it. By doing it on a state level, it takes the focus off the federal government. Federal government's mm-hmm. behind this totally. I mean, Bush, Cheney, Chertoff. You can go on and on.
Well, no. That's I mean, when I was going through, and I've been doing, and I wanted to comment on this. I mean, I've been going down, looking at some of Sherman Skolnick's work, who was a brilliant, in-depth researching journalist. And the tie-ins with this, and what fascinated me as I went through and I was reading this is that it goes back into the Reagan administration, and the people that are involved in this always seem to be over time. You know, sometimes they'll drop off the map and then later on they show up, but they all seem to be the same back slapping buddies. And it runs so, the tentacles are so deep in this. And then, you know, you have people that come along, Don, this, well, you know, I don't take too much stock in this, or it's a hoax or whatever. And all you have to do is go back and look at the articles. And I'm not just talking about Sherman Skolnick. I'm talking about articles that I've read back in 1998, 1999, 2003. Listen, we've got to take a break. We'll be back in three. I ran across Stuart Webb's website that said the same thing. We'll be back. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond.
Power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Michael Herzog, the American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my special guest, Dave Marlette, who has Pro America Companies, a website you can go into at www.proamericacompanies.com. We're talking about immigration and what we can do in the public to, well, stand up and fight this. We were on the subject of Home Depot and La Raza and so forth. You were on a subject we were going to finish out something you were saying, Dave. Am I right?
Well, yeah, I'm just saying that a lot of these companies out there, I mean, you were asking about the guys who, you know, which major companies are not supporting America and are not supporting the correct cause on this and are trying to encourage it in the other way. And there are, unfortunately, a large number. And it's pervasive. It's throughout the United States. I mean, I was up in the Morristown rally speaking recently, Morristown, New Jersey, and someone came up to me and said that they're at their local Lowe's, and maybe this is the case in Phoenix, when they page somebody over the intercom, it's in Spanish. In New Jersey, they do it in English and Spanish. When they page one of their own employees, And they have such a, I'm talking about how annoying that was, and we've, you know, and I was surprised. Stories, we hear stories all the time through ProAmericaCompanies.com. A lady wrote an email from Louisville, right here near in Texas, right here north of Dallas, right here near me, where she recently moved here and moved into a very middle-class neighborhood, generally Caucasian, but I mean all mixed, but just generally all Americans and all American neighborhood. And when she went to her first PTA meeting for her child in fifth grade, she was given headphones for it to be interpreted into English at a public school here outside of Dallas. So, I mean, this is obviously pervasive across the nation, and it's just a matter of us. I mean, it's so important that we take personal responsibility. It's an economic issue. This is not about, these people are not wanting to be Americans. We all know that. They're coming here for jobs, and if they didn't have jobs, they wouldn't be here. And so we must take responsibility as American citizens and say, you know what, we created this problem. We laid out this giant buffet and said, come on in. And mm-hmm. It is up to us, the individuals, our generation, to wrap up the buffet table and say no more. And that starts with personal responsibility at home and who we hire and where we do business.
Well, now, in my journey of research through this, you know, this movement, if you will, of these immigrants coming across the border, and by the way, I want to mention real quick, and I'm sure that every one of us has experienced this, where you go to a drive-up window at Whataburger or Wendy's or whatever, and the person that is taking your order, you can't even understand because
right.
they speak such broken English. So how the establishment would, you know, have the audacity to put those people in to begin with, I don't understand. But then I also ran across something, Dave, and it seems to me, and I'm relatively certain that I ran across this in, just in the last week or two, that Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama both, there was a vote in what they were going to make the official language of America, and I think it had something to do with the North American Union, and they voted against American, or, you know, English.
Against making it, yeah. Well, they both, I mean, Obama directly joined LaRisa, one of the Clinton's senior campaign managers is an ex-president of LaRisa, and you know clearly they're going after those votes. That's the one thing I would say in correcting myself is that it's not entirely a job issue. I mean, on the other side, it's about who's pushing for this. It's not just the major corporations wanting that cheap labor. It is obviously also a vote thing, and those people, you know, just, you know, they're selling out America, and we all know that. So,
well, it ties right in with what they're doing of implementing the North American Union, and I'm sure you're aware of that situation.
Sure. I mean, it is. They don't care. They've lost faith in this nation, and they've lost the vision. And my, you know, personal feelings is they can be deported along with the rest of them.
Well, you know, according with our great leaders, you know, well, it's too difficult to deport them. There's supposedly 12 million of them. Well, I think the figure's closer to 30 or 40 million of them. But
right.
The other thing that comes into play is that these groups, La Conquista, Meche, La Raza, you know,
right.
they have this thing called Aztlan, where they're
right.
actually, they're saying that this territory really belongs to them under the Treaty of Hidalgo.
Right.
Well, hey, you know what? I mean, we didn't take this away from them. We bought this territory from Mexico in 1836, I believe.
Well, after that, after the Texas Revolution, then the president came in and what was it, Polk, I think at the time. But yeah, I mean, the question is that was resolved between nations, and if the nation of Mexico wants to have the temerity and thinks it has the cojones to challenge us as to territory, well, knock yourselves out, and you'll see what kind of response you get. But, I mean, that's an issue between nations, and these, every group, both sides of this have their wackos, and I say that, and I don't want to offend anybody on our side, but, you know, that's human nature.
Mm-hmm.
And I think those guys are whack. On the other side, they're the extremist. They're always going to be there. And I think we make a mistake if we assume that they're somehow mainstream, just as we don't want them to assume that the extreme racist and the white supremacists, which try to glom on to our side, are somehow our mainstream, which they are not, and they're not welcome. And so now I'm not, yes, there are some extremists on the other side which have some just extraordinary points of view. I think there's so much danger right down the mainstream. When you have drugs, you have drug cartels, you have these issues that are coming in, they're trying to sell drugs in our streets, you have the MS-13, you have these gangs, you have these serious, serious issues going on, and, of course, just the drain on our economy, that we don't have to look past their mainstream out to these fringe groups to see this tremendous danger to the national sovereignty of this country.
Well, I'm not certain, you know, in your area, but I know here, I mean, I can personally tell you of a number of experiences that I've had involving what I would assume, and I don't know this for a fact, but I would assume that they were probably illegals because of the actions that they took. And two specific events that I ran into, along with one that my daughter ran into driving my car here, it was about 2 years ago, I believe, where she was literally sideswiped by a couple of, they were Mexicans, and she called the police. Police came out, took a report, and literally basically told my daughter there was really nothing they could do about it. Now, I don't know how they arrived at that conclusion, but, it was a hit and run. They just sideswiped the car going, right, passing the car. Another instance that I had, Dave, and I know this is a little off topic from the, from the jobs, but it ties in because we've got a real problem here. And I know you guys have a problem in Texas. Some places are worse than others. I had an occasion of driving home one night where there was a vehicle that was in front of me going very slow. And it was an SUV. And there was not a place on that vehicle that wasn't dented, bashed, or scratched. I mean, if it would have hit somebody, it wouldn't have made any difference. And the vehicle was in the right lane doing about 20, 25 miles an hour in a 45 zone. And I decided to pass the vehicle. Well, when I passed the vehicle, I looked to my right, and yes, it was a Mexican gentleman driving the SUV. Well, by passing him, it obviously honked him off. And this man literally chased me for 5 miles trying to sideswipe me. And he had no license plate on his vehicle. Okay, none. Had no identification on it whatsoever. That's the second case. Another case was a similar thing where a guy tried to sideswipe me on the freeway, a Mexican side. And another thing that I see that is becoming a lot more prevalent here in Arizona is that in the last 2 to 3 years, I would say, I started noticing more Mexican license plates on vehicles. I started noticing them every once in a while, but right now as time has gone on, I'm noticing that I almost can't drive back and forth the store without seeing one or two of them. It is really starting to create a problem. And these jobs, these companies that are hiring these people, especially in the service industries, that are hiring these people, they are part of the problem. You're either part of the solution or you're part of the problem.
Right.
So it ties right back in with the idea that you've come up with. I think is fantastic. And I think that, you know, the merchants as well as the consumer, mm-hmm, to get on the bandwagon, you know, step up to the plate and say, look, we're pro-America. Now, again, and I don't mean to go off on a rant here, but, I think it was John McCain that said a couple of years ago when they were talking about this immigration thing, well, they're just here to do the jobs that the Americans won't do.
Oh, well, that's
ridiculous.
Right. My response to that is always, up in Nebraska and Montana, where they have very few illegal aliens right now, relatively, their grass is all 4 feet tall, and they haven't built a new building in 10 years, and the drywall's all fallen off the studs because they just don't know what to do without illegal aliens. I mean, you know, these Americans are so stupid they can't do these jobs. I mean, it's offensive, that kind of comment like that.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you remember last year, I think it was last year, where the Mexican people, because of this immigration issue and they wanted the amnesty bill and so forth, they all decided to get together one day and not work? Remember that? They all stayed home from work that day, okay?
Right.
And I remember that, Ken, I got some feedback. I remember that day because it was one of the most pleasant days that I can recall in the last few years because the traffic was about, I'd say, probably two-thirds maybe of what it ordinarily was. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, I mean, it's real important to me and to the listeners and to our companies and the pro-American companies that, now, we are, part of our oath is we're very much in favor of hiring immigrants. We don't care if they're Hispanic, and we have absolutely no qualms about whatever nation or country of origin or race anyone is. It's purely about following the law. And it is, and the law is blind to that and it, to those things. And that, to me, it, when people say, "Well, we have to have them," I mean, to me, they're the abusers. I mean, they're going out, and it's kind of like the statement of saying, you know, "Oh, I've got to have my slaves to get the cotton out of the field." I mean, guess what? Americans figured out a way, and new technology came along, and we were able to. You know, we're not so lame and so stupid as a group of people that we can't figure out how to get our crops out of the field unless we break the law. I mean, we can do that. Necessity is a great inventor, as the saying goes, whatever that saying is, I've forgotten it. And it's the mother of invention. And these things will solve themselves. I mean, I don't even pause, and I don't think most Americans who understand this pause for a moment on this whole, well, it's jobs, you know, Americans won't do, or we just have to have them. How about the millions of people standing in line to get into this country legally? You want to talk about somebody who's being abused and mistreated. These people want to be American citizens.
Excuse me. I have a wife that has been here now for 3.5 years. She's Scottish, okay? And we have gone through things the right way.
Right.
We have... she has paid all of the fees. She has jumped through all of the hoops, if you will. And by the way, July 31st, they just across the board jacked up all the fees for the green card, for the application, for the whole thing. Okay? Now, she has parents that are Scottish that have been here for many, many years, and they went on a missionary trip to Africa, almost just, I think, 1.5, 2 years ago, and they came back, and they overstayed. So they were at immigration yesterday. Immigration told them they had to pay new fees, which, by the way, were jacked up, okay? But my point is that going about it the legal way is probably, and I really hate to say this, is more difficult than it is for these people to crawl across the border. And maybe that's part of the reason that they're coming and doing this, because we have been going through this with immigration for the past 3 years. And every time we turn around, there's fees, there's appointments. You haven't got this document, they haven't got that document. The work permit expires, you have to pay another fee to get another one. And it's a cash cow, Dave. The immigration process in itself, I agree. And by the way, I want to make this clear. I agree. I have no problem with black, white, Mexican, you know, Hispanic. It doesn't make any difference as long as they do it the right way. And I do know that there are problems with immigration as far as going through the hoops. We are going through them personally, okay, with my wife, with my wife's parents, with her daughter. But it doesn't disregard the fact that you need to do it the right way, okay? And that being said, so I understand exactly what the immigration process is. But for them to come over the border and then to have Bank of America, for all people, say, well, you know, you can open up a bank account and you don't need a Social Security number to do it. That's what they're doing now.
Right.
You
know? Right.
These people can come over the border without a Social Security number. They get treated carte blanche by businesses in town. Okay, so it makes you scratch your head in wonderment of whose side the administration is on.
Well,
are you with me?
Yeah, I'm
here. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. And people say, well, they. I mean, those are the people that are wanting to be citizens, and it's not only just the difficulty of getting in here. It's the inequities and the extraordinary inequity that we then, the signal we then send. It's like one of our members was talking to me about one of his employees, Hispanic gentleman who'd been here for years, had come in the correct way, became a United States citizen, had a family here, great worker, you know, a very loyal employee for him, and we were talking about him, and one of his sons got very ill in the last year or so, and went to Children's Medical Center here in Dallas, and he comes back. He didn't have insurance. He couldn't. This employer I'm talking to couldn't afford to pay for, you know, health insurance for his employees, and so this gentleman gets a bill for $25,000+ for the treatment to his son.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he goes back into his Hispanic community, and they're all saying, you know, how ridiculous! Had you only never become a U.S. citizen, you would not have gotten a bill at all.
That's right.
And
they have. Go ahead.
What in the world? You know, not only do we cheapen with this whole illegal immigration issue, well, not only do we cheapen the once, you know, and I think still should be highly honored term in this world called American citizen. We cheapen it, but we also make it something you should avoid, actually, because of how this immigration issue mixes in with other inequities in our society. And, you know, the way we treat these people, it's not, and you're talking about sideswiping and how the police say that they couldn't really do anything. Well, I mean, there's a great incentive out there, I mean, for them not to become citizens for various reasons, including that. I mean, they're pulled over for DWI, no habla inglés, you know, the police is too much of a work, they let them go. If you're a citizen, you're going to end up in prison,
right,
or in jail.
Yeah, that's another story I'll share with you. I want to go into a little bit more on this insurance issue because there's a personal experience that I have, or that my stepdaughter had with that very thing, and she's not a citizen. She had $30,000-some-odd. She fell off a quad four or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
They paid for it all. There's a program that they have, and I believe it's every state, that if you're not a citizen and you get in an accident or you have a problem, they'll fix it, and it's the taxpayers' money that pays for it. Now, listen, I'll tell you what, we've got a break coming up shortly, and I'm going to open up the phone lines when we get back with a break, Dave. I've already got George in Florida on the line. George, you want to take some calls?
Yeah, absolutely. Sure, I love it.
All right, okay, we're going to take a break. George in Florida, hold on. I'll pull you up right after the break. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, Dave Marlette. See you in three.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness. I found this company online, and they...
Our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And this short segment coming up to the top of the hour. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Let's take a call. Dave, you want to go to George in Florida? George, you're on with Dave and Michael. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Herzog.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I would like to comment. I know like a bunch of landlords that own apartment complexes, and you know the thing is about these. One of the sad things about the illegal immigrants is when they come in, they drive down the wages.
Right.
And number two, these landlords, when they pack in like about 20 illegal aliens into a one-bedroom house, the judge can't throw them out. But yet, if my family did it, we packed 20 Caucasians into a one-bedroom house, we would get thrown out for violating the code enforcement. And I talked to county marshal who evicts people. They say the evictions are skyrocketing because the rents are going up, but yet these illegal aliens suppressing the wages are not keeping up with the cost of living.
Right. Well, it's certainly a municipal issue, and that's a willingness on the local municipal codes. I mean, there's various ways they can get after that. I mean, they can get after it through a health code. They can get after it through other regulations with regard to what they call stacking, even homes or apartments. To me, that's a political will at the local level issue more than just by anything else, because there's certainly many places across this nation that are doing it and are able to enforce those rules and are able to prevent it.
Mm. Yeah, I think they may be looking the other way, though. My son came back here and was going to take a job with an apartment complex, and he found out that there is a second set of rules for immigrants when they come in here. They are allowed in some properties to have more than two people to one room, which I thought was rather interesting. Go ahead.
It's just American greed, you know.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, George. Do you have something else?
Yes. I came back from El Paso. My wife lives in was born and raised in El Paso, and the license plates I seen come across were from Chihuahua.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, same thing in the Walmart. You hear, like, clean up on aisle 5, and they'll say it in Spanish.
Yeah.
And this is an offense to me.
You're not alone, sir.
Yes. How about you, Dave? And you know the thing is?
No, you're not alone, and it's you know, we have to remember, you know, this is our nation. We own it. And we don't owe anybody else an apology because we want to live in this nation under certain sort of social standards and under certain sort of culture. One of the things that just makes me sick and is this American apologetic sort of idea of, oh my goodness, if we say we only want English, somehow we may be being anti somebody else. Well, tough luck. This is our nation. That doesn't mean we dislike anybody else. It doesn't mean anything other than it's our nation. And we've got to stop apologizing and hemming and hawing about what we want as a culture.
Mm-hmm.
One more thing I would like to make a note of I have nothing to feel to apologize for anybody. I want English only. But you know the thing is, I hope, it's like we get, like I say, Ron Paul being president. I just hope, like, there'd be a will that some of these companies that support La Raza and that these major multinational corporations, that some way, if we can get the right kind of leadership in, that we can start revoking their charters and dissolving these corporations.
Well, there is a movement towards, in Oklahoma, for example, after they passed their sweeping, you know, their legislation recently, and other states are too, starting to look at RICO statutes. Because it is a form of organized crime. I mean, they are conspiring to break federal and state felony laws. And so I think that's the most interesting front in that area. Nothing will get these execs' attention faster than if we can start finding new ways to bring RICO charges against them for these things.
Okay, I got to let you go, George. Coming up at the top of the hour. I'm going to take Deborah in Texas when we get back. Stick with us. We'll be back in 2. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, Dave Marlette.
It's true.